Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tuloy-tuloy din ang ating masayang kwentuhan ngayong weekend tungkol sa pagrampa at pag-uusapan po natin ang beauty pageants. Alam niyo po, kung beauty pageant ang pag-uusapan, hindi po nawawala ng pambato ang Pilipinas. Kaya naman mula sa barangay, eskwelahan, opisina, probinsya hanggang sa universe. Ayan, meron po tayong pa-corona. At hindi nga po maitatago ang obsession ng mga Pilipino sa pagsungkit ng iba't ibang titulo. Kaya buong puso rin po natin kung ipagmalaki ang mga taong rumarampa sa entablado para i-represent ang Pilipinas sa maraming larangan. At kamakailan lang humakot ng special awards at titulo at nang kumikinang na corona bilang Mr. Diamond International 2021 ang Pinoy na si Jojo Sebastian. Ginanap ang pageant sa Parliament House sa Brisbane noong April 17 hanggang 18. Kilalanin po natin si Jojo at ang kanyang advokasya sa likod ng corona.
There's a lot of things experienced through life that a lot of people don't know yet. So I guess there's a lot of things to tell people about who I am. But in general, I am just a individual who loves to perform, loves to share his talents to everyone, and of course loves to help in regards of community service. So that's one of the things that my mom instilled in me, my parents instilled in me when I was growing up, to be aware of the community and be part of it. So I guess that's one way of introducing myself.
Wow. And I know isa ka nga sa pinaka-aktibo na tao sa community natin dahil you've been supporting a lot of advocacies, a lot of events, especially dahil sa lahat, parang sa lahat ng larangan, ano, napaka-flexible mo, nandun ka.
I guess you can say that kasi there are, for example, I've done a lot of theater work, I've done a lot of production work nung nasa Pilipinas ako. Tapos in Hawaii, when I moved in Hawaii in 1997, I dwelt in radio. My parents has been so active in the community, and so I guess I got that from them. So yeah.
Kaya naman pala yung boses mo eh talagang swak na swak pang ere.
How I miss doing radio talaga. As in, when I see you and David and Annalyn on the radio, parang wow, nakakamiss.
Well, this is a good time. Pero baligtad nga lang, instead na ikaw yung nasa booth na gumagawa nitong yes. interview, ikaw naman ang namamayagpag para interviewin.
I guess it's a full circle, diba? Hindi naman namamayagpag. It's we've been blessed and we've been fortunate.
Bukod sa pagiging nurse, singer at event host din kasi itong si Jojo at community volunteer din at the same time. Kaya kanya namang ibabahagi sa atin ngayon ang kanyang journey sa mundo ng pageantry.
It's actually unexpected. I never see myself joining pageants again. Kasi the last time na nag-join ako sa pageant when I was 17 years old, Edinen, napakatagal na taon, napakaraming taon na, 22 years ago. So I've seen myself hosting pageants in the past since, well, 20 years, but it's on and off, but in Australia in about like last 3 years. Tapos may mga naging kaibigan tayo sa industry na sabi na, we've seen you crown so much queens and kings, we want to see you in action. Kasi, you know, they believe it's more credible daw kapag nakita nila na may corona ako. So, so parang sabi ko, challenging. Pero syempre, in hindsight, I was hesitant kasi nga, parang, I feel like, kasi di ba ang pageant, it's a lifestyle. It's, yeah. When I say a lifestyle, because when you're a king and a queen, you become responsible, no matter kung nanalo ka, hindi. You are responsible and you are accountable for what you do in the community. Kasi part ng lifestyle ng isang king and queen is to be able to do things in the public's eye. In hindsight, hindi ko rin naman matanggihan kasi yung nag-challenge sa akin, although sinabi ko sa kanila na mahal yung fee, ayokong bayaran, binayaran nila.
Wow!
So, sabi nila, well, we paid for the fee, so what's your next step? So sabi ko, it's just quite daunting, but okay, gawin natin. Kasi inisip ko na rin, binasa ko yung Diamond International Australia pageant. It's all about individuality and celebrating diversity. Mm-hmm. At ang kanilang platform really is to promote your advocacy and charities on a bigger platform. Kasi instead ng Sydney lang, ngayon, I'm able to do it internationally and across Australia.
Wow. So isang napakalaking ano nito, step para sa iyo. And speaking of advocacy naman, ano itong advocacy na talagang nagtulak sa iyo para pasukin din itong pageantry at ipakilala sa buong mundo at tumulong pa sa mas maraming tao?
Kasi I do have a few advocacies, pero concentrate lang tayo sa dalawa kung pwede kong sabihin. Or one of the advocacies I would like to introduce in this platform is for our citizens, no matter where they came from, multiculturally, we need to sign up for community service, volunteerism. Napakarami ng charity institutions sa Australia. All they need are volunteers to help them teach or educate the public of what they are doing, for whom and for what. So yun ang kailangan natin, to sign up, not even just 2 hours of your time each week, that will help so much. So ngayon ginagawa natin yan, nag-encourage tayo ng tao sa Peel's Park, a different one, Australian blood bank, etc. There's so much institution that would need our assistance. Yung pangalawa dyan is kids. So I've done fundraising sa Sydney Children's Hospital, cerebral palsy na ako, at ngayon naman I'm looking forward sa Brave Hearts. Brave Hearts is an institution that assists abused kids. It doesn't matter if it's mental, physical, or sexual abuse, to cope in Australia, and they're based in Brisbane. So yan ngayon ang because I think the children are the one of the most vulnerable population in our community, especially nowadays na may pandemic, diba? Napakahirap for them to understand what's happening. So as a registered nurse myself, I would like to perpetuate what I already know when doing my work. This is to support kids. Kaya nga, naging importante sa akin na Sydney Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Bakit ba naging ganon kalapit ang puso mo para sa mga matatanda at sa mga bata?
Yung sa matatanda kasi ang grandparents ko natira sa amin. So, they both passed away, si Ponce at si Maria Sebastian. They both passed away, but I learned how we should value our elderly through my parents, the way they took care of my grandparents. So nakita ko yan sa kanila, their love for them. It's like paying homage to everything na tinuro sa kanila through the journey in life, diba? Parang ganun. For the children naman, kasi as a kid, I experienced abuse in a form of sexual abuse, and I felt vulnerable, but ang maganda lang dun sa naging experience ko dun is I found support sa family at saka sa buong pamilya ko. They never left my side. When they found out about it, we took action. We took the necessary action for me to be protected. At sinuportahan ako ng parents ko talaga to ensure na I'm okay. Like, you know, they took care of me. Nag-file kami ng kailangan namin i-file against the person. At it was not an easy journey, but at the end of the day, nandun sila para sa akin. Eh, maraming bata ngayon na walang opportunity na masuportahan ng pamilya nila or anyone. Kaya gusto ko silang bigyan ng importansya. So I want for our kids to know that we are here in the community for them, to protect them, not to harm them.
Well, Jojo, I want you to know that we thank you for allowing us to share this story of yours. And I really admire you and your bravery na ibahagi ito. Though, alam ko hindi ganun kadali. And here you are, helping other kids and inspiring more people. Kaya I can say na maswerte ngayon yung mga tao na may mga tulad mo na tumutulong sa mga batang biktima ng pang-aabuso. Pero back then, ano yung mga nakatulong sa'yo para malampasan yung madilim na chapter na yun ng buhay mo?
I actually very much so kept hold of my faith. So yung faith ko, yung religion, yung aking paniniwala, it was a huge part of why I was able to kind of like surpass what that trauma I experienced. the prayers actually held me together. Kasama din dun yung, I guess, my parents na alam ko na for one reason I was trying to protect them. Nawala yung pagkabata ko. Medyo I was expressed to adulthood kasi I was thinking of things that kids shouldn't be thinking of. Yung safety ng family mo, yung kung paano, what will happen next time.
Para mas nag-worry ka para dun sa, ano, so sa mga much. Nasa paligid mo, instead na ma-enjoy correct. Mo yung buhay mo as a child.
Correct. And I believe that when I joined the church choir at iba-ibang activities sa school, that kind of like helped me with my coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And then that actually encouraged me to tell my parents. And from there, yun na yung naging parang they were the one to protect me na. But it took long time. Ha? It took 5 years. Wow.
At ngayon, sa bago at mas makulay na yugto ng buhay bilang Mr. Diamond International 2021, ano naman yung mga activities na mga nakalinya na para sa iyo at para sa mga advokasya mo?
Now in Australia, since I'm a nurse, I'm doing a lot of fundraising. So yun na muna. Yung fundraising kasi maraming volunteers are ready to assist the kids. I'm going to start doing symposium in regards of self-care and getting to teach them how to talk and be comfortable of speaking up. So yun yung mga susunod kong gagawin this next few months. But like you asked, in the past I was doing catechism, nagtuturo kami of activities, we bring entertainment to some kids. I was a clown going through wards and stuff like that. So paunti-unti. So every month I plan to support a different charity to bring it forth to my platform. Na-highlight na natin ang Sydney Children's Hospital. Gusto kong, like I mentioned earlier, Braveheart is next month. This month, I am helping out the Smith Family Foundation who sponsor kids for their education. So I was surprised that the 1 out of 6 kids here in Australia is not able to go to school because of financial means. So we're helping them so that we can give book bags and a year of supply of their, we can pay their tuition fee for the kids that are not able to go to school. I want to help Aboriginal kids as well. I want to fundraise for them and I want to do an activity with them. There's so much ideas, I have to be honest with you, Edinel, but at this time, what's next is really teaching the kids to speak up, teaching them self-awareness, teaching them self-evaluation. So they're able to communicate with the adults freely and without any hesitation. So yun yung mga susunod nating projects.
And why do you think ganun ka-importante? Ito na maituro dito sa mga younger generation, yung pag-speak up.
In a lot of cultures, parang suppress yung kids. Eh. Diba? When I was growing up in the Philippines, when you're a kid, normally sinasabi sa atin na, sorry, don't butt in because this is adults are talking, diba? Parang we tend to shy away because we don't want to be pushed away. So hindi tayo nagsasalita. But as adults, we need to understand that kids have also things to say that we need to listen to. So there are things na nangyayari sa kanila that they don't understand, and kids need to be able to speak up freely for us to understand them. Now, when they speak up, then we as an adult could decipher what we need to help them with. So things like when we're teaching kids to say no, stop, don't, like, you know, like there's a program now in Australia wherein they're teaching kids to say, for the predator to say stop, no, that's not okay. And then the kids will run and talk to an adult, things of that sort. I think importante na matutunan ito ng mga bata dahil na rin sa kapakanan at safety nila.
So we're saying na we're teaching kids to speak up and the adults naman to listen.
Yes. And that's an important way of for us to be able to get a better quality of life in our house primarily, and then the community.
At sa pagpapatuloy po ng ating kwentuhan, alamin naman natin mula kay Jojo kung anong dapat paghandaan ng mga future king and queens sa mga gustong sumabak sa pageantry.
So for the kids and for everyone who wanted to join the pageantry industry, ang advice ko sa inyo is really examine yourself. Okay? So may mga bagay na gusto nating gawin at ang kailangan lang nating first step natin ay kailangan pag-aralan natin at alamin natin kung anong gusto nating ma-achieve. Okay? So there are a lot of things in the pageantry that could accommodate what you're looking for at importante lang doon is what you know and what you want to achieve is what you go for. Okay? Wow. So sa bata dyan na we want to inspire. For example, there's a lot of kids that would want to be doing modeling, want to join for a purpose and things of that sort. I would like for the adults to guide these kids kasi importante na may guidance ang mga bata, especially sa pageantry kasi may pros and cons yan eh. So as parents, we need to be able to measure what are the pros and the cons of the pageantry no matter what pageant you want to join. Just look at and study and be informed. And then you can decide, you can make an informed decision. Importante yan. And then, like I mentioned, pageantry is a lifestyle. When it either you get crowned or not, you are actually putting a responsibility on you to ensure that you are able to maintain your assistance to the community, so things of that sort. So I'm not saying na wala kayong, you know, you cannot join pageantry pag wala kayong purpose. Ang akin lang is that we, in life, we need to be able to see what we want to achieve or a goal that we set. So it's the value on your journey to the crown, not the crown itself, that makes you a king or a queen. Or prince or a princess. That's what I'm saying all in all, Edinel. Attention na.
Okay, yun na. So, nakuha natin yung mga tips mo. So, napakaganda. So, we have three. Yung alamin mo muna yung gusto mong ma-achieve. Uh-uh. And then, kailangan ng guidance, of course, ng mga magulang. And then, i-embrace mo yung pageantry as a lifestyle kasi nandun yung responsibility.
Edinel, just to add on, I know I wanted to say earlier that we are all humans. We make mistakes. And through your journey, you will make mistakes. But don't be too hard on yourself. So what you do as a person is you pick up, you learn, and then you proceed.
Siguro, para sa iba, no, parang pag nabigyan ka ng titulo or nabigyan ka ng corona, ang tingin agad sa'yo, ang perfect mo. Pag nandun ka na.
Parang nowadays, especially in social media, diba?
Yes.
There are a lot of kids who've been crowned because of things that they do. But for a lot of people, they get bashed, they get, you know, they get laughed at and things of that sort. But that's not the purpose of pageantry. Pageantry's purpose is to be able to uplift people in the community.
So, napakaganda ng sinabi mo na tao pa rin tayo. Pwedeng magkamali. Hindi mo kailangan parang mag-live up dun sa dinidikta ng society. Dahil pwede kang maging role model at pwede kang maging responsable in your own way.
Yes, it is your journey, not everyone else.
That's true. And ngayon naman, may mensahe ka ba para sa lahat ng mga kabataan o sa mga tao na dumanas ng pang-aabuso na hanggang ngayon ay hindi pa nakakaalis or wala pang lakas ng loob para magsabi or mag-speak up?
I know that it's quite hard para sa mga, itong message ito is for everyone who's experiencing abuse in any form. And you're not able to speak up yet. I understand how hard it is to speak up because of the fear. A fear for the family, a fear for your loved ones, and a fear for your life. But one way or the other, I hope that you find the courage to actually speak up because it's important for everyone to know your story and because we would want to support you. So, build up that courage. When you're ready, talk to an adult immediately. Tell them what's happening to you. If if you cannot find an adult, there's other people in the community that you can go to speak up. And I know for a fact that people will be willing to help you. We are a community of love. We are a community of family person most. And maraming tao ang gagabay at magmamahal sa inyo dahil kayo kayo. Hindi kabawasan, or it's not negative that you've experienced this, but make it into a positive to encourage you to rise up and survive this.
Wow. So, napakasarap pakinggan coming from you, our Mr. Diamond International 2021, Mr. Jojo Sebastian. Thank you so much for sharing that at sa iyong oras today.
Maraming salamat, Edinel. And I hope that everyone's listening has picked up something and learned something to help them through their life.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.